glass coming through the speaker.
Oh, yeah, wait. Can you turn that off?
Where is... How do I turn the speaker?
Oh, behind the boot.
Behind the speaker. Special people change. Oh!
Champagne Supernova on FBO Radio 94.5 with Robbie, Bernie, Mitchell and Little Dex. Hi back.
Okay, big news today, guys. Huge, huge news. Christmas, it really has come early for us.
Or on time.
Obviously, it's Christmas in October here. I was just scrolling through the Daily Mail and managed to get my hands on a very, very important document that has just been declassified. The papers that were previously classified as top secret contain the document that contains the details regarding Donald Trump's son's official IQ.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. Donald Trump's son's IQ has officially been released, and we have the number here, but we'll have to keep it secret until the end of the segment, just to spice things up. To celebrate the release of Donald Trump's son's IQ, we are going to run through some fun IQ-related games. Ooh. This is a great way to stay sharp, and we would recommend checking out the questions we're going to run through. They'll be up on the program page later today. All right.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
So
I'm
here we are. Few questions from the Mensa International Intelligentsia Gentleman's official IQ test that we are going to attempt to answer ourselves. We've got the A3 sheet here of their official Intelligentsia Gentleman's Club Code of Conduct. This applies to both the actual test as well as the general lifestyle of the club.
Okay,
number one here. A gentleman of the Intelligentsia Club shall never under any circumstance use their intelligence to belittle or demean members of the general public. Okay, number two,
fair.
Bernie.
That's fair. Yeah, so they've also got rules about the actual intelligence test itself as well as of the club in general. So cheating of any kind is not tolerated. This involves using a fake identity for your IQ test, cooperating with others for your test, and or redoing the test under someone else's identity, e.g. identity theft.
Jesus. We've got underneath, exercising pressure on the official Mensa IQ marshal monitoring your test is not tolerated. This includes threatening them with legal words, death by hired assassin, etc. Quite broad.
Candidates who before the test ask for or try to trick the marshal into revealing answers to questions in the test will not receive a reply from the marshal. And any use of reference aids such as encyclopedias, internet devices, mobile phones or other persons are not allowed during the test. If the marshal sees any of these as existing and or being in use in the test room, you may receive a score of nil for your IQ.
Devastating. Yeah.
That would be.
And lastly, Bernie?
Intelligentsia of the IT computing variety shall not infiltrate the server system hosting the Mensa answers, and through doing so, ascertain the answers to the questions in order to cheat the test.
God, there's some wordy codes.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we're all aware of that, let's get in some questions here.
Let's crack into the test.
Okay, let's have a look at the first question here. Let's pop this up. We've got... All right, here it is.
Yep.
What?
You got it up?
Yep, got it up here. What does IQ stand for?
So I guess we're just going to, like, all have a guess.
Yeah, I guess it's like we'll have, like, a collective RML IQ, essentially.
I'm not sure.
IQ.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't have a freaking clue what that is. IQ.
I actually don't know.
Interquality.
Should I Google? I can't Google it.
We can't Google it because that was in the rules.
Let's go number two.
Okay.
What was the previous name of the Intelligentsia Gentlemen's Club prior to its recent name change as a result of the club being sold to international business magnate and self-help guru Tony Robbins?
I don't know. That's
these
hard
questions.
One.
That's really hard.
Yeah.
I would.
They're pretty specific.
I consider really myself pretty specific. Intelligent, but I don't know what the answer to that one is.
Okay.
So Tony Robbins owns the IQ test.
Like, suppose so.
The Gentleman's
we'll
Club.
Just go next.
Oh, the club. Yeah.
How many fingers is he holding up in the image? Okay, the image isn't coming up. This is like a. I think it's a capture thing. It's like where they.
So, yeah.
All right. So is that part of the test? Is the capture?
Is it like a JPEG not found?
Okay.
What is that?
It's kind of glitching out. Yeah. That's. I think there's meant to be an image there.
Oh, maybe it's like some kind of lateral thinking thing or... No?
Well, last one here. Let's skip that one. Tony has 3 Lambos in his garage for a total of $14 million.
Okay.
He sells off the cheapest two for a third of this price, but the buyer resells these back to him at a later date for one-fifth of that price after extensive wear and tear that will cost approximately one-tenth of the original worth of the two cars to fix up. How much are the cars worth now?
Is that meant to be lateral thinking or just like some really complex
like
maths?
I don't have time to really write that down and work that out.
Neither do I.
Yeah, no, that's way too tricky.
Might do it in the break.
Yeah. Mm. Stick around after this song to find out Donald Trump's son's official IQ. You're listening to RML and FBI. This is the song Little Dark Age. It's the fresh one by MGMT. Please enjoy.
wasn't it, the thing was like Hudson was claiming that they had worked together or something. They had like beats or something that were yet to be released, and James was like, never in my life have I worked with you.
Yeah,
and Hudson was like, what? We've got the session to prove it or something. Session.
yeah, right.
I think that was it, wasn't that it?
Yeah, it sounds.
Yeah, like, and then the media was like, just said, this is what's happening. I don't know if the media.
But they didn't hate each other. The media made it sound like they hated each other.
No, I think because I think James was like very insistent that like nothing had occurred between them.
Right.
Like they had never worked together. It had not been a thing. And then because Hudson, James clarified it was like maybe James had like listened to a beat that Hudson had like sent through or something like that. It was a thing where they hadn't actually.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was
never the twain had met or. Never.
Yeah, but then maybe in his eyes it was like, yeah, we actually that was technically.
Yeah, that was working together. And James is like, mate.
No, we never
met. Separate.
This
is separate, man.
Hudson Hood.
Anyway, yeah. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life, NFBR Radio, 94.5. G'day.
Don't put that in.
I wouldn't. It's so loose and it's spurious as fuck. It's spurious as fuck. It's literally
spurious.
There's no fucking information there at
turn
all.
Turn on my mic.
Champagne Supernova on FBI Radio. The new hour-long dedication to Liam Gallagher's sultry life. His new album, As You Were, features his beautiful face on the cover. And we've got a few thoughts on it here. Bernie, not so much liking it. He thinks it's like absolute cop-out.
It's terrible. I haven't listened to it yet, but
it's classic you, man.
Yeah.
It's classic
I just
you.
Look at the album cover and what do you call it? The hype?
Yeah.
I assess the hype.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
I heard David Beckham appears on the album. And
he does.
Yeah.
Does he?
On the back cover.
In the liner notes.
Back cover. It's just it's Liam Gallagher's face on the front, and then David Beckham's on
just
the back.
Just like the camera facing his back, and he's looking over his shoulder with like a tattoo. No shirt on, with jeans.
Yeah, and David Beckham's son like is like naked as well.
Hey man, he did it. We're just reporting.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're just reporting the facts here.
I don't know why it's a real weird back cover. I've never seen anything like it.
It's very strange.
I mean, there's something odd going on in that family. I don't know if you guys saw the Beckham family. We're talking about David Beckham here on Champagne Supernova here on FBR Radio. talking about the Beckham family and their weird sort of incestuous vibe that is making itself known in the
slowly but surely
in the public eye. I don't know if you saw, but David was he kissed his son on.
Sister by Prince from his wonderful album Dirty Mind. You've got to tune to RML on FBI Radio 94.5. And now it's time for our pre-recorded conversation with Little Dicks Are Back. Please enjoy.
You
are so lucky to have in the studio with us Mark from Little Dicks Are Back. Hello and welcome to RML once more. How are you, Mark?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Rob.
No worries. In the studio also currently is myself, Robbie Armfield, Bernie Bolgi.
What's up?
And Mitchell Jason.
How you doing, everyone?
Mark.
Yeah, good.
Mark, we spoke a few weeks back about the movement. It's going great guns, and I'm really proud of you for initiating it. Can you just give us a brief rundown of, for anybody that hasn't heard, what the movement is about and how it began? Just a brief synopsis.
Okay, so Little Dicks Are Back is a movement that is promoting positive body image in men across Australia and the planet, I guess. Trying to remove the stigma around having a smaller penis. At the moment, we believe that the larger penis is being promoted as a representation of what it is to be a man and an alpha male, and is a representation of the toxic masculinity that's currently present in Western capitalist society that's really affecting men and their mental health. So,
See it present in a lot of music nowadays as well, won't we?
Toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
A lot of music, yeah.
A lot of music.
Problematic.
Yeah. Mark, I've just sent you a GIF if you want to get your phone up. You'll see that.
Sorry, how does that relate, man?
Oh, sorry, it's just quite an entertaining GIF that I thought Mark might like. You see the dog?
Okay. We'll leave that for a moment, Mark. Mark, how has the movement been going recently?
Oh, it's currently experiencing a lot of growth. Obviously, not in length. Because that's not what we're after, but in terms of the number of supporters we have, we've experienced a lot of growth since coming on the show, and in the last few weeks people are really getting behind the movement and really starting to back the little dick.
Males and pleasure, have you sort of come to any more findings regarding male pleasure? Because I remember the focus has been lately a lot on women's pleasure, but and last time we spoke about male pleasure, you didn't really have much to say regarding male pleasure, but I was wondering if you'd maybe found anything new regarding that.
Yes, we have done some digging. I was actually at the Gold Coast a few weeks ago, and the LDAB movement certainly grew up there. So a friend of mine, not myself, was in what you'd call an adult entertainment area up on the Gold Coast on the main strip there, and he was receiving a dance from an exotic dancer, and he happened to ask her what she thought about smaller penises.
Yeah.
And she said, and this is quote from Chloe from Burley Heads, said, "Little dicks are more comfortable."
So, oh, okay.
You know, take from that what you will.
From a woman that was sort of paid to...
Yeah, I mean...
Paid to what, Mitch?
Paid to give compliments.
No, to dance. Yeah, she was just a dancer. Yeah, she was a dancer.
Yeah, okay.
Paid to what?
And we're expecting that penis reduction surgery will become a thing. probably will start in Thailand. And... yeah, definitely. We see that happening already because guys just want less size. And
you know, you can have you tried sandpaper?
By the looks of Robbie's, I think he has.
I don't think it's a laughing matter, but yeah.
It's
a crying matter.
I haven't tried that yet, Rob. No, you're right.
Okay.
I've sort of dunked it in sand, but
What is dunking it in sand do? What does that achieve?
At a nudist beach?
Well, it didn't really do much at all, yeah.
Was that the kitty litter thing you were telling me about?
Yeah, just in the used kitty litter. I found that you could...
Because you have a pet pig, don't you, that uses a kitty litter thing?
Yeah, pet pig that uses the kitty litter. I've got a couple of compilation vines up on there of my pig doing really cool stuff.
We've got it up on the laptop now.
Interesting.
We've got some pigs are awesome.
Yep.
You named it. I don't know why. It's a whole bunch of whole bunch of like cool pig things. Pigs playing guitars.
What? Talented pigs.
Pigs running around the house.
What's that pig doing?
It's a pig on the toilet. It's a pig in the beach now.
He's got a bit of shrinkage, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's at the beach. He's enjoying
it. Is that your pig,
it.
Mitch? That's pretty cool. He's wearing sunnies.
Yeah, that one's my one. yeah, just dress him up sometimes.
It's pretty cool.
Patronizing.
Do you think? Yeah, I guess so. He doesn't really have a choice, but.
Okay, this pig is rolling down a hill.
Oh.
It's a long compilation.
An alpha.
Yeah,
alpha
it goes for 3 hours. Of vine, they're all vines.
Yeah, wow. That's the highlights as well.
You put a lot.
Teenage Witch by John Mouse from his new album entitled Screen Memories. You've got to tune to RML on FBR Radio with Robbie Armfield, Bernie Bolgi and Mitchell Jacy. Here's part two of our conversation with Mark from Little Dicks Are Back, the men's health movement that we love.
Mark, thanks once more for being here. Just while I've got you in the studio here, I would like to address with you some current trends that I've seen in the media and advertising world that have sort of run counter to the LDAB movement's message of championing the little penis. And basically what I'm referring to is, I suppose the energy drink is called Maximus.
Maximus,
they've been running quite a widespread ad campaign.
That sports drink.
It's a sports drink. Energy, yes.
That... they've been running a widespread ad campaign with the slogan, Size Does Matter.
I've got it up here on the screen now.
It's very disturbing, and I think you share that sentiment. Mark, would you like to wax lyrical on how bullshit that message is?
Yeah, so LDAB is officially boycotting Maximus Australia's products. Look, we do understand that, you know, the size of their product... in fact does matter, because you know, you want to pay a litre and get a litre's worth, things like that. But I think clearly we all know, we've all seen the photo, that what they're insinuating obviously is that the size of men's genitalia does matter, even if they're not directly saying it. I think, you know, the four of us, we all saw it, and that's the first thing that came to our mind. So obviously that's the sort of avenue they've gone with, is trying to oppress the small penis once again. And yeah, it's just another example of how mass media is oppressing the little dick and looking to put it aside and, you know, disassociating it with masculinity, which, again, is affecting men's health. So seeing things like that every day, I know they're on bus stops at the moment, it's not helpful, it's not healthy, and yeah, so we'd urge all your listeners, Robbie, and any other supporters of LDAB to also boycott Maximus Australia products. Yeah, so
I just want to second that as well. Absolutely. Second everything you just said there. Mark, you have the floor.
What do you mean?
Sorry.
You didn't like...
Wait, sorry, I just got confused.
You didn't ask any question there. Or
yeah, I just got confused for
didn't
a second.
Have anything
Sorry. I just have these bouts of confusion. Mm.
Rob, you need to think about what you're saying as you're saying it.
Is that Link... You got Link South Africa? Is that,
which
Link South Africa
type is that? Oh.
Yeah, Link South Africa.
Did you shower this morning? Mark,
I haven't showered.
What I've also seen running through the media...
Oh, you've locked it, have you? Nice one.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, guys.
He's getting there. That Link South Africa, aren't you?
It's high powered.
Cheers.
Bring your neck.
Bernie, if you just want to put that away, Mitch.
It smells like pure gasoline.
Yeah, it really does.
Thank you for your service. Got 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Okay. We're talking at the moment about the media's bias towards praising the huge penis, which runs counter to the positive messaging that we're espousing here in relation to championing the little penis. We mentioned just before the boycotting of the Maximus products in relation to their ad campaign with their slogan "Size does matter." Guess what? It doesn't. What I've also seen in the media is Lisa Wilkinson recently. Now she has there's been a number of talks about her kind of changeover from one station to the other and all this sort of stuff, but what I want to really address is
size of the paycheck doesn't matter.
Good point, Bernie. Mark, you have the floor. No, she I think it was old
she
footage.
She drinks Maximus.
I think she drinks Maximus because there was older footage that I saw resurface recently in the shape of a meme, I think that was posted by Brown Cardigan, where she was laughing at the supposed, in her mind, plight of the men that appeared on the panel.
With a micro penis.
Yes.
That was the topic. Yeah.
That was right. Telling the audience about their micro penis, penises. Mark,
you have the floor, man.
Mark,
would that come under the umbrella of a small penis?
What the hell? Shut up, Mitch.
Yes.
What the f***?
The micro penis is definitely included in the little dicks are back movement, yeah.
But I suppose my question more pertinently is relating to, will you be boycotting Lisa Wilkinson now? As she has so blatantly outed herself as a problematic enemy of the movement.
I must say, I used to hold Lisa in quite high regard. After her comments, which were in my mind and in the two other founders of LDAB's minds, are disgraceful to attack three men that were obviously showing a lot of courage talking about the size of their penis, their micro penis, and to ridicule them for that on live television was quite a questionable act on Lisa's behalf. And yes, any programs associated with Lisa Wilkinson, LDAB will now also be boycotting. We do have a zero tolerance for big dick talk, as we like to call it. So that's the kind of conversations that revolve around the oppression of the little dick and the promotion of the big dick. So yeah, Lisa is gone.
Well said.
Thank you.
Ian McDonald's by Burial from his album Untrue came out 10 years ago. Wow. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Here's part 3 of our conversation with Mark from Little Dicks Are Back. Please listen.
You also brought in some poetry, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
That you had concocted. You'd felt sort of, I don't know, sort of inspired recently or something.
Yeah, I'll read it out for you. So it's just an LDAB related poem, Christmas poem that we've created.
Christmas in October, of course.
Yes.
For the Christmas in October special. Yeah. So there once was a boy called Timmy, who had always dreamed of having a tiny little willy. His mother would say, "Just go out and play. Size is nothing, you're being all silly." But when October came around, Timmy soon found his list for Santa was the size of his massive dick. What he'd repeated 100 times over was, "Santa, please reduce the size of my willy and find me a warm woolen Christmas pullover." On the eve of Yuletide, Santa snuck into Timmy's room. With a whoosh and a whistle, his penis was reduced to the size of an enoki mushroom. In one fell swoop, Santa had fixed Timmy's sense of self, and in the process, strengthened men's mental health.
The end.
Wow.
That concludes the poem.
What an applause is necessary there, I feel.
That was something special, I think.
Raising the spirits of all those out there that have little penises. Again, not us here at RML.
Not a reflection.
In fact,
I can relate to the first half of the poem, I'd say.
Fair enough. Same.
Yes, sir.
All right, Bernie, you had a question lined up for Mark, I feel.
Oh.
Mark, once again, thank you so much for coming in. You have some stickers available. Would you like to tell us about these?
Yeah, so we've got some smaller stickers. They're actually 12 centimetres in length. You know, what I thought was an appropriate size. Nothing wrong with that. That can go on either your laptop, the car, the front door even, really, if you feel like putting it up there. Yeah,
actually, in terms of like getting your hand around it.
It's quite
a girthy sort of sticker.
They're quite a
While they're not too long, there's still quite a bit of girth to the sticker.
I think they're appropriate size.
A lot of width.
Yeah.
I think they're appropriate.
They're available at the moment. Private message the Little Dicks Are Back Instagram page, and we'll get one out to you as soon as possible. And they are free. So,
Any other sort of socials or events coming up that you'd like to plug, Mark?
Make sure you like Little Dicks Are Back on Instagram and follow us for any more developments. We will be getting a clothing range out shortly. So some shirts and singlets just in time for the festival season. They won't be free like the stickers, but we won't be making any profit. And I think if we do make a profit, we'll be looking to forward that onto a men's health organisation, any profits that are made. But just follow the Instagram and you won't miss a thing.
I heard a rumour that you guys are doing a stall at Harbourlife. Is that true? A merch stall at Harbourlife? Or is that just a rumour?
That is definitely a rumour. It's not entirely false. If you follow that Instagram page, you'll find out all about it. If it happens, you'll find out. I'm on my way.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, and just before you go, I just...
Oh, my God.
Mark, actually, I peeped you in the bathroom earlier as well.
I just want to...
Me?
Again?
You were looking. I thought you were looking.
I had a quick glance.
We don't need to see this again.
I had a quick glance and...
I'm drinking tea here, man.
Sorry, I'll just let Rob take the floor there with your...
Robbie? What do you think of this?
Oh.
God, that has developed quickly.
In an hour,
it has gotten worse. That's actually gotten a lot worse, Rob.
In 1 hour, it's gotten a lot worse.
I think you got to leave the studio immediately and head to your local GP, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was talking about the size, though.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the size.
No, what?
It's the colour that worries me.
Yeah. Well, actually, it looks like it's engorged a bit, to be honest. It's gotten a bit...
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there.
Like a freaking pirate's hook. crooked. It's like Harry Potter's scar, man. I didn't know those angles were possible.
There's nothing wrong with that either. Any angles on your penis. Yeah.
Well, there might be.
LDAB supports angles.
There's nothing
all shapes,
with, like,
all sizes.
Unhealthy deformities, is what you're saying?
If it's healthy, if it's natural, that's just the way sometimes it's made. So,
okay.
Does it hurt?
We support that.
It's not comfortable.
Okay.
Anyway, I suppose
custom-made underwear helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mark from Little Dicks Are Back, the men's health movement that we at RML are loving and very much getting behind. Thank you so much once more for taking the time to come into the studio, and best of luck with the future. And everyone go out there and follow Little Dicks Are Back on the Instagram. Thanks again, Mark.
Thanks, Robbie.
Ooh, Shrek, did you do that? Man, you gotta warn somebody before you just crack one off. My mouth was open and everything.
Believe me, donkey, if it was me,
you'd be dead.
It's brimstone.
Love that line.
It's a great line.
It is.
Okay, here's a song.
Grief and Repetition by 106 Point Never from his album Russian Mind. You're listening to RML on FBI with me, Robbie Armfield, and my two amigos, Bernie Bolgi and Mitchell JC.
You know, there's nothing I'd rather be doing on a Sunday than spending it with you boys having a sangria session.
You've got 3 litres of Pepsi over there, Mitch. Why don't we crack into that?
Sorry, man, I'm saving that.
Nah, let's... Come on.
Let's crack it.
Come on, it's the occasion.
Crack it.
Let's crack
come
it.
Come on, man.
3 litres of Pepsi.
Alright, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Alright, here you go. Here we go. It's tight. Bernie, far out, man. Big sip.
Holy...
Jesus.
That's,
I need some of that for my party tonight.
You've got quite a stomach
more
on
of a
you,
Coke
man.
Guy, but...
Mark, lucky you said that. I've got a bottle of cocoa here.
Look at him go. He's chugging down this 3 litres of Pepsi like it's nobody's
this
business.
This is where
he's at. Jesus, Bernie, I needed
got a new accent and everything.
Bernie, I needed some of that for my party tonight. That was one of the mixes for the whiskey.
Jesus, mate.
Whiskey.
You're downing that Pepsi whiskey. Like a boss. Bernie.
Jesus, that's like 2 litres.
Wow.
Whoa, that's one down. Here's a second litre.
At least save me a litre for my party at home tonight.
Oh.
Holy shit, the second litre is gone.
I don't feel too good, guys.
He's cracking the third one. Oh, Mitch, he's doing the third one.
Come on, man. What am I going to mix the whiskey with tonight at my party?
Some people would think of this as a challenge, but this is just what Bernie does. Tea.
3 litres, are you bloated?
Oh, those carbonations.
Jesus.
Go ahead and try to see.
Bernie. That's a lot of litres.
Bad as I thought it was going to be.
Bernie, I thought we said no girlfriends in the studio.
Bernie.
Sorry,
Bernie.
Get me through it.
Why? Why are you doing this, man?
I'm almost done, hold up.
Can we ask your girlfriend what she thinks of the little dick?
Holy shit, here's Brent Jeffries now.
Okay, sorry, boys, I'm done.
Brent Jeffries with the tabbouleh.
Brent!
Brent! Oh, here you go. Tabbouleh.
Bing, Minnie.
He's doing sign language thing. Tabbouleh is served.
Oh, okay.
Tabbouleh is
new album dedicated to Bobby Jamison. You've got it tuned to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI.
No, but in all seriousness, we've got a little dog here, as you can hear.
Oh yeah, wait.
Do like a little buzz.
No, let's do something more petty. Like,
we'll smack the dogs. How we'll...
Oh, he will be on us.
Shut up! Sit down! Be humble! Sit down!
Stupid.
You dumb dog!
Stupid.
Holy hell.
Such a stupid dog.
God, you look dumb!
Call in to stop this abuse.
No, no, no.
What's wrong with that? Like, it's a fake dog. Like,
no, yeah, it remember like how outraged people got when we killed the ants?
They didn't, though.
They did.
Like, who?
People got so G'd up.
What are you talking about? Who did?
We got like...
All the texts we saw...
We got like six Peter emails. Peter emails.
Shut up.
Not even kidding.
No way.
Let's do something that like people hate, like a snake. We got a snake in the studio, we're going to chop its head off. Nobody will like complain because it's a fucking snake.
But that's the point, man. Dogs. People love dogs.
Just a snake. Head off.
Got a fucking snake here, we're going to chop its head off. That's so warped.
But like, it's kind of
danger
like
to
people
everyone.
Want people want that to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe... Okay, no, yeah,
this
maybe...
This is the point. We're trying to, like, coerce...
Okay. We got a snake in the studio. We're just going to let it free roam until you guys call in, until we get enough supporters.
It's close to me. Like I don't want to cut its head off, but it's getting close to me.
But we do... We're going to have to cut its head off. But we will cut its head off.
Why
if...
can we do the dog, please? Please.
Oh, it's too edgy.
Ooh. Ooh, you're getting a bit feisty. Are you shut up?
Feisty.
Yeah. Bit feisty, huh?
Yeah?
How if I ruffle you up a little? Hang on, this... Hang on, this. Hang on, this guy. Grab its ear.
I can't watch this.
Yeah. Hang on, this man.
Why is it too edgy? Because people freak out. Like, we had to cut it off.
Just turn this off for a second.
We had last time, remember the ants? Look, I wasn't okay with that then, and I'm still not okay with that now. I don't know why we put it to air.
Yeah,
I'm pretty uncomfortable with that.
That didn't sit well with me either. But
it sounded funny, but now it doesn't sound so great.
Brent Jeffries thought it was funny. He's the in-house chef slash performance artist.
Brent has no moral compass.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, absolutely none.
Been to prison. He's a good chef, but
yeah,
that's about it.
I suppose what we should do now is instead of abusing animals to garner your financial support, we've decided to turn over a new leaf and love.
Yeah.
Instead of hate.
Let's do it.
Okay. We're lapping up the Christmas and October vibes here in the studio with Mitch's pet piglet. Jesus, Mitch, if you want to just
got him mic'd up.
Just get him mic'd up. Just get him mic'd up.
Little headset.
Oh, he's quite big, isn't he? He's feisty. Look at him.
He's a
look
big
at
guy.
Him. G'day,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, he's growing. He's
hey,
growing
how's it going, Jesus?
Hey, buddy.
Good pig.
Hey, buddy.
Get him mic'd up over there.
Get him. Wait, Mitch, put him on the mic.
Yeah, I'll hold him up. He's so heavy, though. You hear him?
He looks just like the videos. You know that Vine compilation that we talked about earlier?
Sounds like he's outside.
He's cute, isn't he? Give him a scratch. He loves it. Scratching behind the ear. Buddy. Give him a sausage or... Oh, no, he doesn't know that. Give him, some hay or something.
Is he vegan?
Alright, how about, How about we gift Jesus with some special presents to celebrate the occasion?
Oh, for
Christmas in October.
Christmas in October, yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's gift Jesus with some great gifts.
Okay.
In fact, I have prepared one. I knew this was coming.
Have you?
Yeah, I knew this was coming. It's
awesome.
He loves gifts, so go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, okay, Jesus, for you, just for you, buddy, I have a Brute Men's Hygiene Pack. This includes 3 litres of the trademark Brute Antiperspirant Deodorant in an aerosol can. Look, I know it's terrible for the ozone, but I just wanted to lash out for... I just wanted to lash out for little Jeezy. Also in the pack is a shaving kit, 3 bars of soap, some Brute bath bombs, a tub of moisturizer, and a humidifier.
Oh, mate, he is going to love
he's
that.
He's loving that.
He's loving that.
The humidifier. Look, his face lights up when he says, look, wait. Humidifier. He's loving it. Oh, my God.
I'm going to spray him with some of the Brute.
Nah, I won't do it here.
Yeah, don't.
I can't get the cap off.
Mitch, are you giving Jesus a
present? Yep, I've got him. I've got you something here, little Jeezy. So for little Jesus, I've got him a year-long subscription to the streaming service Stan. I did just realise that you won't be able to see the much-anticipated Stranger Things 2 on it. Oh. But, yeah, so that's kind of really annoying. But
he's not a horror fan, though, is he? He's prefers comedy.
He likes comedy. He does like comedy. He likes Babe. Tiggly. Yeah, he loves Babe in the City. Yeah, okay. He like runs up to the screen and nudges it with his nose. He's so cute.
I saw that on the Vine compilation, actually. Yeah. You got one, Rob?
I've got a little present for Jesus here, your little pig Jesus. Yep. It's the EMI prize pack. It includes Middle Kid's new EP on wax, Pond's new album The Weather on wax, Kieran J. Callanan's Bravado on wax. It has Little Yachty's CD signed, playing cards, and it's all housed in a comfortable little tote bag, so he can put it on his little shoulder there and strut about the town and go to the beach or whatever he wants to do.
That's a great pack.
Yeah, that sounds cool, but was that not the exact same prize pack that we were giving out last week for the support card?
Oh, yeah, hang on. What?
Oh. Were we meant to give that to the winner?
Where did you get that, Rob?
Oh. It has someone's name with a post-it note on it.
Oh, whoa. Whoopsie.
Okay, so that's Jesus.
I'm so sorry, Jesus.
I mean, that's a hard way to break it. That's a really hard way to break into them. You know, the person that won the pack.
I guess we'll just leave it there. I guess I'll buy you lunch, Jesus. How's that? Okay. All right, we're out of here now. Goodbye, Bernie Bolgi.
I'll see you later, everybody.
Goodbye, Mitchell JC.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's goodbye from me, Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5. Champagne Supernova. This is the song This is a song I can't talk today. What's going on?
What the heck?
What's happening?
Get that fixed.
This is the song Just a Dream, and it's by Tobias Gesso Jr. Love you. Have
see
a great
you in
week.
A month.
See you.
Yesterday, I had a baby. Now she's one day old, looks just like her old lady. Last night, I had a bad dream that the world would end and would be forever ending. But hey, it's just a dream, it's just a dream. And if I had just one more day, is all the things that I would say. About